Well, we've had some complaints over the years about parking in the area and vehicle access. So I got together with Public Works Director Carl Hagerman and Sandy Dixon from Fire and EMS, and we went down and looked at the street. And looking at the street, it's just not wide enough to allow parking and access for emergency vehicles or routine maintenance. So we made the decision to remove the ability for folks to park there, although we're still going to have a loading zone there to help the businesses in the area. We don't want to take away from that, but we want to try to keep that street as open as possible for that emergency traffic if it's needed, and just to keep things flowing smoothly there.
It has been a one-way street, and it still is, right?
It has not been a one-way
Oh, okay.
street. It's a two-way street, and really the street's too narrow for two-way traffic. And we looked at that and thought we would try to smooth things out further by making it a one-way street eastbound. A couple blocks to the north, there's a one-way street westbound, so it should be fairly easy for folks to get out of that Middle Harbor area. It's straight shot there.
Okay, and that change is already in place this week, I think.
It was supposed to go into effect this week. I have not had a chance to go down there and look and see how Public Works has gotten it set up or if they're complete with that. We've been pretty jammed up with a couple other things lately.
Okay, so are you going to be ticketing people who park there, or just asking them to move, or how are you dealing with it?
Well, I think initially, we're going to try to make sure folks are educated and give them some time to get used to the new traffic patterns and where parking or loading is going to be allowed. So we don't plan to issue any citations initially, but at some point that educational period will be over and we'll begin enforcement. But I expect that'll be, probably weeks down the road.
Okay. And how is the department handling ticketing and parking issues right now? You don't have a full-time parking officer like you've had in the past, right?
We do not, and we're fairly short-staffed right now with the departure of some folks. So right now we're dealing with parking issues as we become aware of them. If we see someone parked illegally where it's causing a problem, then we normally try to call and ask them to move the vehicles. If we get a complaint, we will respond to the complaint and try to contact the owners and have them move the vehicle. Vehicles that are left, they could be ticketed. We've impounded some vehicles lately for improper registration. Lots of vehicles lately that have had the incorrect tabs on the vehicles, or people are putting tabs on the vehicle, current year tabs on the vehicle they're driving that belong to a different vehicle that may not be running, and that's a crime in the state. Although we haven't prosecuted anyone, we've been impounding those vehicles and making them get the registration squared away.
Okay. We basically having officers handle that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anything else about that issue you want people to know about, or?
It's parking has always been a concern here, so I would just ask people to be cognizant of where they're parking and try to be patient and just help things move along smoothly.